Good morning to you all. And how are you, my children? I can't hear you. How are you, my children? We are fine. And today, my dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a beautiful liturgy in which we celebrate Mass . We celebrate the Eucharist as a sacrament and a sacrifice of Mass. Jesus Christ coming to die for us. God Himself coming to make Himself present in our lives, that we may learn to live in the divinity of God, even when we are mere human beings. Today, many people have said that people are going out of the church, people are leaving the Catholic Church, because when they go for Mass, Mass doesn't seem to be so interesting to them, doesn't seem to be so powerful to them when we are in this prayer of Mass. Some people have also said Mass is so boring. When I'm there, it doesn't seem to speak to me. And of course, we have tried to give a justification to this, to say we don't come for Mass so that we are entertained. We don't come for Mass so that we are happy. We come for Mass so that we pray. But there is one thing that you have to understand about Mass, and why sometimes, if we have not fully participated in this celebration, we might see it to be so boring. The thing is, Mass is not your prayer. Mass is not my prayer. Mass is not our prayer. Mass is the prayer of someone else. It is the prayer of Jesus Christ. And that's why if we have not fully participated in this prayer of Mass, it can't interest us in any way. We cannot feel that it is speaking to us. People that have driven an automatic vehicle and a manual would understand the difference which is there in terms of feeling how much you are involved in the vehicle that you are driving. When you start the engine for a manual vehicle, for anything that has to happen to the vehicle, it has to be your doing. You engage, is it gear 1, gear 2, gear 3 going up? If you wrongly do the engagement of the gear, sometimes even the engine would stop. Because for anything that has to be done to the vehicle, it has to be your involvement. It has to be your action. And for those that will drive an automatic vehicle, say, well, automatic is so easy and simple. You just start the engine, then you concentrate on the brake and the accelerator. You forget about the clutch. Because someone else is doing the clutch for you. And some people would say, I feel like I'm driving a vehicle when I'm in the manual than the automatic. Because when I'm on the road, in the automatic, sometimes I even doze off. Why? Because someone else is doing other things for you. And so it's the same with every other prayer that you say against Mass. The Mass is the prayer of Jesus Christ. God saying a prayer to God, for your sake, for my sake. And he has a better understanding of my needs as his child, as his follower. So when Jesus Christ is saying this prayer in the Eucharist, he's saying a perfect prayer to his Father. And that's why the Eucharist, Mass, is the mother of all the prayers that we may say. It is the mother. Mass is the prayer of healing. It is the prayer of repentance. It is the prayer of blessing. It is the prayer of adoration, the prayer of thanksgiving and praise to God. All the other prayer that you would see and say is seen in the Eucharist, in Mass. And the Church is right when it says that Mass is the highest form of prayer, because it's a prayer that is offered to God by his Son, his only begotten Son. Christ himself, the mediator between humanity and God our Father, is our intercessor in the prayer of the Mass. And Jesus Christ is saying, whenever you remember me, do this, celebrate this. He continues to be present among us in the celebration of the Eucharist. God himself, who comes to take the human form, to live among us, to live among humanity, he continues to be present in our lives as we celebrate the Eucharist. We celebrate the Eucharist as Last Supper because we celebrate it as a meal. We get the nourishment of our souls in this celebration, in this prayer. Like we heard from the Gospel, Jesus Christ is multiplying bread and giving out, breaking the bread, giving out, so that these people that are following him might be satisfied. They are fed by the bread that is given. And so our lives, our spirits, our souls, and our hearts are filled and satisfied in the celebration of the Eucharist. When we receive the Eucharist, we receive God himself for our souls. We receive Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God that satisfies the human heart as we celebrate this beautiful liturgy. It's a prayer for our nourishment. Look at someone who is just going hungry. Maybe they have not eaten for a day or two. And whatever food they find outside there, they would be drawn closer to that food so that they consume it. Whatever the food it may be, whether poisoned or not. Because their heart is searching for something to feed on. And that's why, if we are not fed by Christ himself, the Word of God, in the Eucharist, when we go out there, we can feed on any other kind of food. We can get into doing any other sort of thing because our hearts are so empty. They are in search of something to fill up that gap within. And that's why we can commit any sort of sin. Because our souls are empty. They are in search of something to fill up the gap. But when we go out there filled with the Word of God, the Eucharist, we are not hungry for any sort of food that is out there. We are satisfied by God himself. Because Mass This is the food for our souls. So we are coming here as people that are hungry, so that we are fed by Christ himself. We receive Christ himself to give us the energy to live out our Christian lives. So we have to go out as people that are satisfied, content with the word of God, the Christ that we have received in this liturgy. We are also celebrating Mass as thanksgiving, Mass as the Eucharist. We are celebrating Mass as the Eucharist. And the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Eucharistia. Thanksgiving. We are coming to thank God for the salvation that we have come to possess, that is seen in his love. We were created good, in goodness, full of the grace of God, full of the goodness of God. And we lost the grace in the sin of Adam and Eve. And Jesus Christ is coming to us, sent by God the Father, to give us this salvation so that that relationship with God, perfect relationship with God, a perfect bond with God is restored in us. Jesus Christ is coming to die in the sacrifice of Mass so that we may live. We may be given the dignity that we have lost in sin, that we might be renewed at heart through the mercy of God. And we have a reason as Christians to gather in this way and thank God for that. We thank God. We bless the name of God. Because God is coming to us in his humility to be present among us, so that he may continue giving us the heavenly life. That even when we are still on earth, we have the grace to live like people that are in heaven, people that are living in love, people that are able to reconcile, people that are showing the tender face of God, the face of God of mercy. We thank God in this beautiful liturgy. We are also celebrating Mass as Holy Communion. Because when we receive Jesus Christ in the body and blood, we come to be united to God, to be united to Jesus Christ whom we have received. We come to be one with him. And that's why for someone who offers a prayer to God in sincerity of heart, even when they are outside there, where there is no Mass, where there are no prayers being said, where there is no physical identity of Christianity, the world is able to say, this person is different. This person is a Christian, is living a different life, because I'm not living that different life alone, I'm living it out with Jesus Christ I receive. Because in this Mass that we say, Holy Communion, we are coming to be united with our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is seen in me is the other Christ. Able to see others suffering and getting concerned and doing something about it, like Jesus Christ is doing in the Gospel. These people that have come to listen to him are hungry. They are finished. Then he's saying this beautiful prayer to the Father, multiplying the bread and giving them so that they are fed. And this is what Mass calls us to do. And we are celebrating this beautiful liturgy as Holy Mass. Misa, a dismissal of people that gathered for a purpose, for a certain purpose, for a mission. When they say, go forth, the mass is ended. Ite missa est. Go forth. The word of God that we are receiving is setting us on a mission. To go out there on the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what this spirit fleeted is doing. Look at God, who is coming to make himself active in our lives. Present here. And we can say this prayer. A priest, look at me as Father Mwali. There is nothing that I have, there is nothing that I am that would make me say this prayer, invoking the power of God to come and turn the bread into the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and the wine into the blood. There is nothing that I am, and there is nothing that I have. I'm too small to do that. But this is the work of God himself. Jesus Christ himself is the one who is at the center of this celebration. And as we celebrate Mass, we are not just doing a memorial of something that happened years back, 2,000 years ago. It's not just a remembrance, because we are commanded to do that. When we say this Mass, what we are doing is to make present the Calvary sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are walking in, coming here, in the procession, we are beginning the work of Jesus Christ of redemption on Calvary, where I was walking, carrying his cross for his sacrifice, for the sacrifice that he's going to offer. And this is what we are doing. So in this celebration, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is present among us. He's ready to touch us. He's ready to heal us. He's ready to reconcile us to himself. This is not a remembrance. This is the actual work of the Holy Spirit, the actual work of God. And God himself is coming to be with us in the species of bread and wine that are turned into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the souls, for the hearts, for the spirits that are searching for God. We're invited to open up, to open our hearts, our souls. When you come for Mass, we are encouraged to participate in this prayer. Active participation. Get involved. Jesus is already saying this prayer for us. We just need to cooperate. We just need to participate fully in the prayer that Jesus Christ is offering. When we do that, this prayer is going to have a meaning in our life. Because it is happening. It is not just a celebration. It is not just a memorial. This is happening right here and now. And that's why when we say Jesus Christ is fully present in the Eucharist, we are getting connected to God who is among us. God who is alive, God who is living and active. And even in the manner in which we come to commune with God should express that deep reverence. The Eucharist is not bread we buy from Choppies or G&G or Mbukuru. The Eucharist is the very, very body and soul and blood and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you would be so much shocked that someone is coming to receive Holy Communion. We are coming to be united with God, to be connected to God. But we have never taken that examination of conscience, trying to look into my life to say, am I worthy of the Lord that I'm going to receive? Look at what happened to Mary when the angel of the Lord came down to Mary to say, you are to conceive and bear the Son of God, the Most High. Mary was made clean for her to be the worthy presence of God. She was kept away from original sin. Because her womb is coming to be the dwelling of God, where God is to find a place. And she's going to carry God within herself. But as we go, as we come here for Mass, are we making our hearts ready? Are we preparing ourselves? Going maybe for confession, saying a prayer of reconciliation with God before the celebration of this Mass? Or we just come because it is Sunday and after all I'm even late. Then we come, we sit, we have not even paid particular attention to the word which is proclaimed so that it prepares us. Even when we come during homily after the readings are done, it's okay. When everyone else is coming now in the queue for Holy Communion, then we join. And as we are coming, we are even chewing bubblegum. When we reach here, we push the bubblegum on the side. We receive the Holy Communion. When we finish, then we bring back the bubblegum. And life goes on. There is no reverence to the body and blood of Christ in doing that. It is God that we are coming to receive. The body of Christ, we say amen, getting connected to that which we are to receive, making our souls, our hearts ready for that which we are to receive. The body of Christ, some would say yes. The body of Christ, some would just nod the head. This is not it some more. This is not it, Samuel. There is something that the Eucharist does to us, to our souls. It's only that when these spiritual things are happening, we don't seem to see them happen. And we come to think it is just the gathering that we are having, or just the ordinary prayers that we are having. Like I like saying, when we start this prayer of Mass, just from the beginning, this place is filled up with the divine presence of God. It's not me celebrating Mass really, it's Christ Himself. And Christ is God. So if Christ is present among us to offer this sacrifice of Mass, this place, entire place, is filled up with the presence of God. And God is in here. The Holy Spirit is in here. This place is surrounded by the angels of God. But are we able to see this good thing happening in our lives? Are we able to connect our souls to God so that the Mass that we are saying is not just a mere celebration, but the work and action of God? We are invited, my dear brothers and sisters, that we deeply open our souls, our hearts, our spirits for God who is in this place to work, for God who is in this place to touch us, to bless us in so many different ways. Because God is ready to do just that for us. We participate in this celebration. We participate in this prayer that Jesus Christ is saying, so that it may touch us, it may touch our hearts, because Jesus Christ has already started this prayer for us. What is needed, required of us, is our cooperation. When we do that, Mass is going to have meaning in our lives. Mass is going to be seen of great significance in our lives. And Mass is going to be a prayer of our redemption. May God bless us all.